ABC Radio Australia.
After keeping COVID at bay for most of the pandemic, several countries in the Pacific are now facing emerging crises. Over the weekend, snap lockdowns were imposed in Kiribati and Samoa. There are fears there of community transmission. And Solomon Islands recorded its first COVID-19 death over the weekend. Cases there are spreading rapidly. More than 200 new infections were identified over the weekend. You'll remember just last week, there were just a few handful of infections linked to travellers from Ontong Java. Prime Minister Manese Sogoare warned Solomon Islanders to prepare for more cases and more deaths.
The reason the virus has spread so quickly in only 1 week is because people that are infected with the virus are moving freely and taking it with them and infecting other people on the way or infecting their families. The Minister of Health has advised that they are already seeing some patients with existing diseases getting seriously sick with COVID-19 infection and they had not been vaccinated. I also regret to confirm that one very sick lady had passed away because of an existing serious conditions and she also had COVID-19.
Prime Minister Sogoare said the nation could soon see up to 500 cases per day. Yesterday, Australian military planes flew in emergency medical supplies. The oxygen tanks, PPE gear, medical equipment and sanitation kits should help authorities deal with the major outbreak. COVID has now spread across the capital, Honiara, and into a number of provincial towns. Honiara's National Referral Hospital is among the sites identified as hotspots, with more than 50 staff testing positive for the virus. It's been closed down and is now only accepting emergency patients. Dr. Kulwik Tongamana is the Minister of Health and joins me on the line this morning from Honiara. Good morning, Doctor.
Very good morning to you, Priyanka.
So as we just heard, we're seeing soaring infections over just the last week. Do you believe the outbreak there in Solomon Islands is under control?
No, not really. The outbreak has already extended outside of Honiara. It has gone to the Guadalcanal province. Also, we have done some tests in the Malaita Out Islands where we believe the outbreak first occurred before it comes to the capital. But our assumptions are that the COVID community transmission occur before we detect the first cases in the Malaita Out Islands. It has already spread. So we are unable to ascertain where it has gone. It is also very much dependent on where we collect the samples and limited by the machines, gene expert machines that we have, because in terms of the analysis for the four machines that we have, it can only done 180 tests in 12 hours. Mm. Yeah.
And considering that limitation when it comes to testing, does that mean you believe that there are more cases and more unidentified cases in the community? And do you know approximately how many there could be out there?
Just looking at the modeling aspect, we may have up to more than 50 or so thousands cases that are not,
50,000, did you say? 50,000?
That's the modeling, yeah.
So that's quite a lot, and I know, it has quite significant impacts. We saw the first COVID-19 death just over the weekend.
Yeah.
Do you fear there's more tragedy to come?
In terms of the COVID-19 death, that person, as you will hear, from the statement by the Honourable Prime Minister, that person has an underlying medical condition. So it is not correct to say that that person actually died of the COVID-19 virus. there is no evidence to link that the death is actually due to the COVID-19, but that person was already, you know, have a serious medical, you know, condition. So we believe the person passed on because of the existing medical condition rather than died due to COVID-19. But certainly that person was tested positive with COVID-19.
And perhaps a contributing factor. And now I understand that the main hospital in Honiara has also closed because of cases there among staff. What impact could this have for communities?
It will have a tremendous impact because in Honiara, there is no any other hospital dedicated for the 60 or so thousand population in Honiara. Likewise, for Guadalcanal, with about 100,000 people, the Good Samaritan is the only hospital dedicated for that our province. So that the National Referral Hospital has been the main hospital for the Honiara capital as well as for Guadalcanal province. And so when we impose a restriction because of the community transmission, that also affect the National Referral Hospital, it definitely will have a tremendous impact for the communities here in Honiara as well as for Guadalcanal province. The National Referral Hospital also receive referred cases from the provinces, and therefore it will also have an impact, especially for serious medical cases that are referred from provincial hospital to the National Referral Hospital.
Now, I understand vaccination rates are only at around 20% of the eligible population in Solomon Islands. Are you worried about that, and what's being done to boost that number?
I have been worried about that. I have mentioned that on the floor of Parliament a number of occasions. We have started the vaccination 18 months ago. The rate of full vaccination is just below 50%. Although in some provinces, first, vaccination goes up to 60 or even 80%. So it is my major concern. This community transmission, in some ways, is a blessing in disguise as for the vaccination program. Now, hearing the first, a case of community transmission on 18th of January, the vaccination in many of the provinces has surged, and also here in Honiara and the Guadalcanal province. So it will increase, certainly. The vaccination will commence again today after the lockdown here at the capital and also in Guadalcanal. So the vaccination rate will increase as a result of this community transmission, and also knowing that in other neighboring countries, that also increases with increasing infection.
You mentioned the lockdown there. I understand it was put in place from Wednesday night to Saturday morning. Has another one been announced, or will one be announced?
One of the suburbs in Honiara has already been on lockdown yesterday, and that is the Burns Creek. It's quite a populated suburb of the capital. There is a possibility of a lockdown being planned again for Honiara as of this evening, but yet I will confirm that by the press release by the Honourable Prime Minister later this morning.
Now, we understand that the outbreak started with an illegal border crossing from Papua New Guinea, but considering the widespread of infections, could there have been other points of transmission?
So for the test, using the contact tracing, it has linked to the contacts from passengers that actually travel from Ontong Java, Palau, Luanyo to Honiara. Prior to returning of the vessel Aqua, there are four other vessels that have been to the Malaita Outer Island and have returned to Honiara. So this widespread community transmission has already occurred before we realize from that incident test that was done at the Malaita Odd Islands.
And considering that and considering it spread so quickly in just a short amount of time, are you confident that the government can eventually bring this outbreak under control? Or do you fear that it might be just too late?
It is interesting to note that the communities at and also the provinces, they are also carrying out their own lockdowns now. For example, the Central Island province, they already had lockdowns 2 days ago. Not allowing ships to go and to leave the province. It is not easy for us to control this. We do lockdown, particularly to do the contract tracing, the number of samples collected, and how easily they could be analyzed, and the result made known. That is our major challenge in terms of human resource, as well as the reagents and the machines that we have. And so we are grateful to the Australian government with the cargo plane that arrived yesterday. There is also one GeneXpert machines that they have brought along. And so the containment of this spread of the community transmission, it's not going to be an easy task for us, but we are grateful to our bilateral partners, and Australia in particular is helping us out in providing the much needed resource. As of Wednesday this week, we will also be receiving a much needed equipments, as well as vaccines from the People's Republic of China. And so with the help that we receive from our bilateral partners, we should be able to address and contain, and manage and contain the spread of the community transmission, especially that is now happening in our communities. For COVID-19.
Yes, Dr. Tongamana, thank you so much for your time. As you said, there are many challenges that lie ahead for you. So, yes, thank you very much for sharing your time with us this morning, and all the best.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was Solomon Islands Health Minister, Dr. Kulwik Tongamana.